Thursday with Bird and Bird, an international law firm, experts in IP, data protection and corporate.
Auntie O'Donoghue, this week, having done the spring cleaning around the house or apartment last week, you're going to talk to us about the best laundry tech, which I presume might have a very much an environmental bent as well, does it?
Well, I think it does in many ways, Matt. And also one thing, we often talk about gadgets, about game consoles, about tablets, phones, robots around the house. However, one of the things that people have made a huge investment in, companies who make this sort of equipment, is in home cleaning and laundry equipment, because it's one of those tedious things in all of our lives. And of course, it's an opportunity to use less chemicals and to use less water. So all positive things.
And indeed, often less heat as well. So let's start with the LG ThinQ with AI, which is, I believe, a smart washer.
It is, and LG are really good at this, really, really good at these sort of machines. And essentially what the Think Washer does is it is equipped with this artificial intelligence technology that detects or understands the texture of the fabrics that you put into the washing machine. It also pretty much weighs the load, so it does this calculation on load sides. And then it, in turn, automatically sets the optimal washing settings. Now, of course it has Wi-Fi. Why wouldn't it? But it does have Wi-Fi connectivity. And the reason it has, of course, is basically for remote control and notifications. So you can control it using your Google Home or your Alexa device. You can use it with your phone if you want to turn a wash off while you're out of the house. And it has this steam technology that pretty much, I suppose, in a way, it kind of gives you a dry clean in the washing machine. Specific programs for allergy care, and it can do a complete wash cycle in 15 minutes. That's why it's impressive, and it is incredibly energy efficient.
Then you've got the Eco Egg Laundry Egg. What's this?
This is really funny, and first of all, it's affordable. Costs around €15 for the egg, and you get about 70 washes out of an egg. So that's efficient. It's very ecologically friendly in the sense that it cuts down on waste and chemical use. And
so you don't use any laundry detergent in this, do you?
No, you don't. No, exactly. And so it uses these little mineral pellets that very effectively remove the dirt. They're hypoallergenic. So if you have allergies or sensitive skin, and of course sustainability is a big part of the Eco Egg story, and they're both sustainable and they're free from harsh chemicals. And so it is well priced, so it's a decent and fair price, and if you are serious about trying to reduce your environmental footprint, the Eco Egg is a really, really nice thing to have around the house.
And you would say €15, you'd pay that for a large pack of the detergent tablets that you put in your washing machine anyway. What's the Sonic Soak Ultrasonic Cleaner?
This is a really interesting one, and been around for a while. So it's a very compact device, and it uses ultrasonic technology to clean clothes, and Sonic say at the microscopic level. And these are about €150, so it's not cheap. However, to set it up, you put it in a container of water, and you put the device into the water and plug it in. And it's one of these things when they talk about cleaning at the microscopic level, it's essentially using sound to shake the dirt out of your clothes. Now, one of the interesting things about it is that it can be used to clean anything. So it uses a process called cavitation. So that's creating bubbles. Those bubbles shake and they remove the dirt and other bits and pieces from whatever you've put into the water. The thing is, Matt, they say it can be used to not only clean clothes, but also jewelry, pots, pans, and believe it or not, fruit and veg. So €150, it's portable, might be really good for people going on holiday, but I kind of like this because if it works well and you can maybe clean glasses, get them sparkling clean, or even jewellery or other household items, that's a nice option.
And then what's the Wonder Wash portable washing machine? I think I remember you bringing this up previously for travel spots, did you?
We've talked about a couple, both the Wonder Wash and a couple of other products that suit people going on holiday, particularly if people take longer holidays. Maybe it's midterm or coming up in the summer if someone's taking the kids away for a month. Particularly if you're renting a house or an Airbnb or something, it is great to have access to a good washing machine, which you may not have in an Airbnb. But even for shorter holidays, this is, I suppose, it looks vaguely Victorian in the sense that it is a hand-cranked mini washer. So, you know, there's a bit of effort required, but only costs €60. It's non-electric, so you can use it while you're camping, and it is a purely manual process. It's very compact, easy to store. You can literally fit it in your rucksack. And of course, it's eco-friendly as well, minimum water usage. So it's ideal for small loads. So if you're camping or fishing or something like that, and you need to wash your socks and your smalls, fantastic. Reduces water and energy use. It's eco-conscious, but it's also why I love it is because of the limited space it takes up while you're traveling.
A lot of environmentalists don't like dryers. Air dryers or whatever for your clothes, because they think they use an enormous amount of energy and say you should just hang out your washing to dry. But a lot of people don't have the opportunity now, particularly if they live in apartments or if you do have a back garden. The amount of rain we get and how intermittent it is can suggest that that's a difficult way. So give us a good energy efficient heat pump dryer.
And this is very efficient from Bosch. And Bosch, of course, make very reliable appliances. They're always kind of on the edge of innovation. And the Bosch heat pump dryer costs around €650, but it is incredibly energy efficient. And it uses essentially, we hear a lot of talk about, and John Gibbons, of course, often talks about heat pumps with you. And it uses heat pump technology to gently and efficiently dry clothes. And I think why people often are somewhat scared of using dryers on their clothes, not just were they traditionally burners of electricity, but they also shrink things, and you know, you get that terrible static. Whereas this heat pump dryer from Bosch does a really clever job, and it has this self-cleaning condenser, so maintenance free. You really don't have to worry about this for a number of years. And it has this steam treatment, and it's called Iron Assist. And as it dries, you don't get that wrinkled look that you often get with shirts or jumpers coming out of the washer. The Iron Assist steam treatment makes them sort of shake away almost, and it has incredibly quiet operation. I've seen this working. It is remarkable. It has this super silence motor. You don't even know it's on. It is full of high-end features that take care of special care of fabrics if you need it, if you have designer clothes or something very sensitive. And of course, it's energy efficient. So whilst it is an expensive device, if somebody is thinking, and particularly maybe in an apartment or somewhere, thinking about putting in a dryer, it's a great choice for that.
You have an iron that costs €250. €250 for an iron.
I do, and I mean, I know you can buy an iron in an electrical shop for under €20. However, the Philips Perfect Care Elite Steam Generator Iron is one of those items, Matt, that it's a little bit like things we've spoken about in the past. You and I may not be familiar with this, but this is a little bit like, this is the iron equivalent of those of the fancy Dyson hair dryers, and it uses this thing called optimal temp technology, so there is no temperature setting. You don't need that. It figures it out. It has this steam boost that removes what Philips say the most stubborn of creases, and it has water tank, quite a large water tank for easy refills. That means, of course, that you can get through all of your ironing with it. The steam capabilities and the safety features are good, so no one's going to pick it up and burn themselves. And, you know, it really does glide through wrinkles. So whilst it does cost €250, you do have to think about the efficiency of this sort of device, and it might be worth the investment if you do a lot of ironing.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.